It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Royzen, MD.
Well, it's allergy season. Experts say it's going to be longer and it's going to be stronger. Allergies among the most common chronic conditions all over the world. Allergy symptoms range from, you know, being miserable, making you miserable, to putting you at risk for something even more serious, could be life-threatening reactions. Dr. Richard Weber, president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, and he's an allergist. And we're going to spend some time here talking about allergies, your allergies, and why you get them and what to do about them. Dr. Weber, thanks for coming on. There are probably people that don't have allergies. If they don't, why don't they? And why do other people have them?
Well, part of it is hereditary. We know that common allergic problems like allergic rhinitis or asthma, for that matter, or a type of skin rash called atopic eczema, run in families. And so it just seems that some people are genetically engineered to make more allergic antibodies than others. We all make some, but some people make a lot more.
Yeah, I think my mom and dad never had them, and I don't think I have them. Dr. Mike and I were talking about it before you came on today, and I don't believe I do have allergies, and my mom doesn't have them, and my dad never had them, so could be good for me. Here's Dr. Mike.
Dr. Weber, thanks for coming on. We got a series of questions, and anyone can ask us questions anytime at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, @gmail.com. The first was a question from someone who said, I heard I can take immunotherapy under my tongue rather than getting shots. In other words, if I'm allergic to pollen, tree pollen, which I am, I have hated getting the thought of getting shots, so I've never gotten immunized or immunotherapy or whatever you call it against these, she wrote. But now I see that you can take it as drops under your tongue. Would you ask Dr. Weber if that's just as effective, more effective, and where do I get such?
A great question. The traditionally, allergists in the United States have used shots, of course, but over a number of years in Europe, they've experimented with what's called sublingual immunotherapy, or SLIT, which means basically putting some drops under your tongue, swishing it around a little bit, and then swallowing it. A form of that has been done in this country in the past, but was not shown to be terribly effective. The difference with the European variety is that they have used higher concentrations, so more stuff that's put under your tongue, and that appears to be more effective. Now, is it as effective as getting allergy shots? Not quite. The onset of benefit is a little slower. So with a number of the studies, they've shown that whereas with allergy shots, you may expect a benefit, certainly after the first year or with the first season you're going through. With SLIT, it's delayed a little, and it's usually the second year where the benefit is more obvious. Both shots and SLIT are effective and do result in some decrease in somebody's allergicness, and that this does persist for a while after you've stopped. In the United States, it hasn't been approved by the FDA yet, although there is a grass tablet that dissolves under your tongue, which will probably be approved within the next year or so. The other big difference between getting regular allergy shots and SLIT is, so far, most of the work on SLIT has been done with just a single allergen. So, for example, just grass pollen or just dust mite or cat, and that it's unclear whether multiple things in the mix really will work as well. So far, the evidence is it may not work as well.
Now, this person, there's an email relating to this. As she said, maybe he didn't hear what I said or you didn't read it right. She said, could I take what I normally get in shots and have it, if you will, use that syringe and push it under my tongue? Would that get the same effect? In other words, can I do this myself? Because I won't get the shots and I'd rather now suffer with the allergies or take medicines that make me drowsy rather than getting the shots. I would take the syringe under my tongue or the shot or the liquid under my tongue that I suck out of the syringe rather than that. Can I do that?
The problem is concentration. It takes a lot more with putting it under the tongue. And so what's in a typical vial of that's used for an allergy shot wouldn't be potent enough. So you'd have to be doing more.
So we tell her to go to, does Canada have the same standard as Europe, or does she have to go to Europe if she wants this?
The truth is that there are people who are experimenting with this and doing it in this country. And so she doesn't really have to go to Canada or to England. The problem is that since it's not FDA approved yet, there's a question of coverage.
Whether she'll have to pay for it out of pocket or not.
Exactly right. She would probably have to pay for it out of pocket.
Now, another guy writes, he said, I've been itching and scratching like crazy, and my doctor did a bunch of tests on me. He didn't test me for detergent allergies, since my wife changes detergents frequently. But he did test for dust mites, and I came up 30 times higher than the upper limits of normal for dust mites on my test. What does that mean? And is there a way? My doctor said I could just cover my blankets, he said my mattress and pillows with latex covers. Would that do the same thing?
So it kind of depends on where he lives. Now, we look at dust mite sensitivity as being primarily a nose or asthma kind of problem with inhalant, but there actually is some reports that suggest that a year-round or perennial allergen like dust mite or possibly cat or dog may have an impact on eczema and possibly could be making it worse. So it certainly is a possibility that this may be driving his skin problem. Now, if he lived in Colorado, it wouldn't be a problem because it'd be too dry there, and we really don't have much in the way of dust mite problems. But he lives anywhere in the coastal areas of the Midwest in general. It's humid enough. He is going to have dust mites more than likely.
He says he lives in San Francisco, and he has the problem both in San Francisco and when he goes to the desert to play golf.
The problem is that these are kind of delayed reactions that kind of build up, and probably going away for a bit is probably not good enough. Certainly the exposure in the Bay Area would be plenty. And so there are websites where you can get, now it's basically tightly woven cloth, which is much better than the old plastic mattress covers and pillow covers, and which do limit some of the exposure and may be useful.
When we come back, Joe?
Okay, thank you, doctors. Dr. Richard Weber, he's an allergist. More to talk about with your allergies and how to fix them. If you have them, stick around. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, a jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 5 minutes. We're talking allergies today with Dr. Richard Weber. He's an allergist, also the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. And here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And this person says, I occasionally get spring allergies, meaning when the pollen comes out from the trees, I start sneezing and sniffling, and fall allergies. But I don't want to get shots for it. I can't afford them. Can I get over-the-counter? Is there something I should take over-the-counter beforehand or during or just when I get symptoms?
Okay. With allergies, as with a lot of other things, it's really better to be proactive and plan ahead. And so if a person knows that they always have trouble in March or say in August, then in the middle of February, they ought to start taking some medication. Now, what most people do is they just go and get some over-the-counter antihistamines, and there are certainly some decent ones that are relatively non-sedating now that can just be picked up off the shelf. Although most people do that, that's not as effective as using a nasal steroid spray. That's really much better for controlling the allergy symptoms, but that does require a prescription, and so you do need to see at least your regular doctor about that. And it's, again, much better if you plan ahead, and so that if you start the nasal steroid spray a couple of weeks or so before you really expect the symptoms to crank up. If you start when you're already miserable, you're playing catch-up, and it's a lot harder. There is some research that shows that if you start the nasal steroid beforehand, you may actually decrease the amount of allergic antibodies that are being produced in your nose. So medical management, like with an inhaled steroid nose spray or just relying on some over-the-counter or prescription antihistamines, can frequently work pretty well, and certainly is the first thing that ought to be tried, I think, by everybody before they think about allergy shots.
Now, by the way, this person responded pretty quickly to the question and said, does the nasal steroid have steroid side effects like baseball players get?
No. Fortunately, when you're blowing it up your nose, the concentration and the particular steroid itself is, first of all, it's designed that the first pass through the body goes through the liver and it gets broken down into an inactive form. So you don't see the kind of steroid side effects that you would see if you were taking oral steroids like prednisone or getting steroid injections. The major side effect from a nasal steroid is bloody nose. And we tend to see that more where I am in Colorado because in the winter it really gets dry, and so maybe that's a little more of a problem. But it usually just means backing off for a short period of time. That's the major side effect. So there aren't any obnoxious side effects as one would associate with oral steroids like prednisone.
We've got so many interesting comments on it. I should say go to the website www.acaai.org, American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.org. www.acaai.org would be a good site. Now, our spring, I'm not going to get to all of these, so are spring allergies getting more common? I seem to get them more frequently the older I get.
You know, the old dogma used to be that the one thing that got better as you got older was allergies. And because ordinarily allergic antibodies are supposed to peak out like in the teens or early 20s, and they very gradually subside as you get older. So theoretically, if you got older, the hay fever should have gotten better. But we're seeing just the opposite now. I'm seeing more older patients coming in with hay fever for the first time, whether they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And I suspect that some of it has to do with the climate change that we're dealing with, and so that pollen seasons, whether you're talking about trees or talking about some of the late summer weeds, are for the trees, they're coming on earlier, they're lasting longer, so the season is longer, and the trees are producing more pollen, so the peaks of exposure are higher. And there's actually some work out of Europe showing that, indeed, there are more people getting sensitized. So that whether that's the only factor, probably not. But I certainly am seeing more patients who are a little bit older coming in with hay fever for the first time. And people who normally have trouble, say, in April are coming in and complaining in March. And I do believe that that has something to do with climate change and increased temperatures.
My mom told me, another one goes, that if I put honey under my tongue and suck on it every day, I will not have pollen allergies because honey is made from pollen.
You know, that doesn't work. And years ago, we actually had a patient who got very, very sick with a variety of allergy problem, which was affecting her whole body, and it was because she was taking bee pollen that she'd gotten at the health food store. Not a good idea. It doesn't really work that well.
And do allergies sometimes get worse? In other words, this person writes, when I first had allergies, I didn't seem to mind them much. Now they're much worse for me, and I feel like I occasionally are choking, can have trouble breathing with it. Is the allergy getting worse, or am I just getting exposed to more of whatever causing the allergy in the spring?
Okay, it's probably a mix of both of those things, because there is something called the priming effect, and what it is that as a season progresses, it takes less and less exposure to induce the same amount of symptoms. And it's because the allergic inflammation that's going on in the nose or down in the chest is getting worse, and it's kind of cranked up, and it just makes you more sensitive. So indeed, as a season goes by, you may find that you're having more trouble with the less exposure. And if you follow the pollen counts on the TV or whatever, you say, well, why am I having this much trouble when the count is starting to drop off?
Dr. Weber, we're going to have to go to a necessary break. We want to thank you. We're going to have you back. And Joe?
Hi, you're the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royza. Thank you so much for listening today on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.